God will win the battle. Multitudes give ear to Satan's deceptions and set themselves against God. But amid the working of evil, God's purposes move steadily forward to their accomplishment. To all created intelligences He is making manifest His justice and benevolence. The whole human race have become transgressors of God's law, but by the sacrifice of His Son they may return to God. Through the grace of Christ they may be enabled to render obedience to the Father's law. In every age God gathers out a people in whose heart is His law. God's dealings with rebellion will result in fully unmasking the work so long carried on undercover. The fruits of setting aside the divine statutes will be laid open to the view of all created intelligences. The law of God will stand fully vindicated. Satan himself, in the presence of the witnessing universe, will confess the justice of God's government and the righteousness of His law. The terrors of Sinai were to represent to the people the scenes of the judgment. The sound of a trumpet summoned Israel to meet with God. The voice of the archangel and the trump of God shall summon, from the whole earth, both the living and the dead to the presence of their judge. At the great judgment day, Christ will come in the glory of His Father with His angels. Before Him shall be gathered all nations. When Christ shall come in glory with His holy angels, the whole earth shall be ablaze with the terrible light of His presence. Our God shall come, and shall not keep silence, a fire shall devour before Him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about Him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that He may judge His people. The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel. When Moses came from the divine presence in the mount, guilty Israel could not endure the light that glorified his countenance. How much less can transgressors look upon the Son of God when He shall appear in the glory of His Father, surrounded by all the heavenly host, to execute judgment upon the transgressors of His law and the rejectors of His atonement. The kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men shall hide themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and they shall say to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne, for the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Satan has represented that good would result from transgression, but it will be seen that the wages of sin is death. For, behold, the day cometh, that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But amid the tempest of divine judgment, the children of God will have no cause for fear. The Lord will be the hope of His people, and the strength of the children of Israel. The great plan of redemption results in fully bringing back the world into God's favor. All that was lost by sin is restored. Not only man but the earth is redeemed, to be the eternal abode of the obedient. Now God's original purpose and its creation is accomplished. The saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. The sacred statutes which Satan has hated and sought to destroy will be honored throughout a sinless universe. The Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations.